Many have been wondering if they should cancel their trips to Japan because of a high risk that a mega earthquake might occur there. Let's break down what's going on and if there is cause for concern. Japan is bracing for what could be one of the deadliest natural disasters in its history, a mega earthquake in the Nankai Trough, which is just off the Pacific coast. And experts say there is now an 80% chance it'll hit within the next 30 years. But first, what is a megaquake and how is it different from an earthquake?
Megaquakes, generally defined as an earthquake of magnitude 8.5 or higher. The megaquakes mainly depends upon the geological conditions of the area and also on the historical recurrence interval. Megaquakes are rare but not unprecedented. Globally, they occur roughly one every 10 to 20 years.
If that happens, up to 300,000 people in Japan could die. And we're not just talking about the ground shaking. This quake could trigger tsunamis as high as 34 meters. That's like a 10-story building coming at you. And the economic hit? An estimated $1.81 trillion in losses. But what exactly is the Nankai Trough? It's a 900-kilometer long trench under the Pacific Ocean, where the Philippine Sea Plate is sliding under the Eurasian Plate. That constant pressure means the Nankai Trough is seismically highly active, and it's known for producing mega earthquakes roughly once in 100 to 150 years. A massive quake at this subduction zone is known as a megathrust earthquake, and it can result in tsunamis. And Japan, one of the most earthquake-prone places on Earth, sees about 80% of magnitude 8 and 9 earthquakes along this zone. Remember the 2011 disaster? A magnitude 9 quake off Japan's northeast coast triggered a devastating tsunami and triple reactor meltdowns at a nuclear power plant, killing over 15,000 people. If a megathrust earthquake happens, major cities like Osaka, Kyoto, and Hiroshima could be in the tsunami's path. Over 1.23 million people, which is roughly 1% of Japan's total population, may need to evacuate. The Japanese government is taking this seriously. Japan's Earthquake Research Committee monitors the area constantly, and just last year issued its first ever advisory for a possible magnitude 9 quake after a 7.1 tremor hit the trough on August 8. Is it possible to prepare for an incident of this scale, and will there be obvious signs leading up to the megaquake?
There are no consistently reliable warning signs in the lead up to a major earthquake. While scientists study potential precursors, earthquake cannot concurrently be predicted with a precision. They are always predicted with certain uncertainty in terms of exact time, location, and magnitude. There are three important points regarding warning signs. Number one, foreshocks. They are small quakes, sometimes precede a large one, as happened in the 2011 Tohoku earthquake. However, most small earthquakes do not lead to large ones. So foreshocks are only identifiable in the hindsight, and there's a lot of uncertainty there as well. There's anecdotal reports out there. There are evidences. Animal act strangely, and changes in groundwater has been noted. They're also precursors, but they are not scientifically reliable and are highly inconsistent. Third warning sign, changes in crustal stress. Crust is the upper part of the earth, or ground deformation, you call it. So scientists use GPS satellite data to monitor strain that builds up in the fault zones, like we have Nankai Trough in Japan. While there are no clear precursor signs to look for, you can stay prepared by number one, paying attention to official alerts. especially if you are in Japan, is the Japan Meteorological Agency, JMA. Knowing evacuation routes, emergency shelter locations, keep emergency kit with you, ready, should have some water, food, flashlight, and medical supplies. That's all. If you are near the coast, then be aware of the tsunami risk as well.
Given the estimated scale of the megaquake, how will other countries be affected? Could tsunamis reach as far as Singapore?
Direct impact on Singapore would be minimal. Tsunamis generated by megaquake in Japan would primarily affect Pacific Ocean Basin, especially Japan's coastline, parts of Russia's Far East, maybe Taiwan, the Philippines, and possibly Hawaii and US West Coast. However, indirect effect might be felt in Singapore, maybe such as supply chain disrupted, imports from Japan are affected, maybe economic impacts on, like all other global market, Singapore have that, possible travel delays, flight rescheduling, especially the routes transporting Japanese airspace, etc., etc.
So with all that in mind, is it safe to go on a trip to Japan in the near future?
While we can't predict exactly when a megaquake will strike, scientists can identify where and how likely they are over time. But uncertainty is very high. In Japan, the risk is high over next few decades, but not so immediate. Japan has invested heavily in early warning systems. They have invested heavily in infrastructure resilience, and they have heavily invested in public education, significantly mitigating risk to life and property. While we can't predict exactly when a megaquake will strike, scientists can identify where and how likely they are over time.